Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2018 in Oshkosh. We're with Sam Bousfield, Samson the Switchblade designer, owner, and dreamer. The project's come a long way, Sam. You've got the tail on. It looks ready to fly.
It's almost ready to fly. So we'd like to get a few more things in there with that are very important, like the engine. So the engine is important for flight. We'll put that in next. The transmission for the ground. And I think just pilot controls, I think pretty much that's it. We're almost ready to go at that point.
Okay, well, it's come a long way since last year when we did the video on it. Do you have a realistic sense of when it may leave the Earth?
You know, the absolute certainty of that is not there for us, but I think that we're within just a few months now because we have just so little left to do. So it's been harder for us to predict in the past. We had a long ways to go. Now we're right close to the end. Give it a couple of 2-3 months, and I think you'll see us having an announcement.
Okay, it looks like it's changed a little bit from concept to execution. Can you tell us a little bit about the features on it and how it's going to fly?
Well, the features that have changed, some are cosmetic or some are for pilots only. Like we upgraded to a 10-inch display for the multifunction display in the cockpit. We added blings or small fixed verticals down below the main tail just for added safety in test flights. We may or may not keep those, depending on how things go. Of course, the tail is on now. Works beautifully. It's a more of a complex tail, to be honest with you. It rotates and folds up to stow inside the vehicle. But that's what it does. It's meant to stow inside the vehicle so that we can go ahead and take it on the road, and it's protected. Same with the wings swinging closed underneath. Now we have the clamshell doors, the actuators for that. It's getting really fun in our mind. It was really fun to bring it to AirVenture this year because we could actually show how this thing really looks like, the full vehicle at this point.
How's the order book looking?
We're on reservation order number 660, I think, as of today. That includes the 72 pre-flight owners who've come in already, about 400-ish reservation holders, and 200 of the limiteds, which are one of the first things we'll be producing. And we have a few of the limiteds now spoken for, which is really nice to see.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2018. Thanks for listening.